The real rock station. My Rock 96.5. Drop it.
We're gonna kick your
butt. Oh. 1, 2, 3, 4. Come on.
My Rock 96.5. Welcome on into the Jugo Buffaloes Coach Show with Darrell Williamson. I'm Will Payne. Great to have you along. Back for a second week, and man, things are getting heated up. It's hard to believe. Just a few weeks away from the opening, but also some scrimmages coming up too. And let's talk a little bit about the first practice. You've got the first practice under your belt. You got them out there early. Talk about a little bit of how that went here.
Oh, man, yesterday morning went great. We had the kids up there. They got up there at 6 o'clock a.m. We was anxious to get started. The state of Oklahoma lets us start on Tuesday, the 11th, and we had the boys come up just as early as we could get going. The coaches reported at 5:30.
Wow.
Starting.
Lots of coffee?
Lots of coffee. Lots of coffee. Getting up, getting around, getting ready. I want to point out that my junior high staff, Coach McAdams and J.P. McKinley and Dan O'Grady and Brian James, those guys, they come up yesterday morning to help us kind of, get off on the right foot and to see how we're doing things and kind of how practice is ran. And, those guys are going to be paramount to that junior high, building our numbers up and getting the participation we need, as well as getting, our system installed at the lower levels. And all those guys, they showed up, voluntarily yesterday morning to help us with the varsity practice. And they also was in meetings all last week. So I just want to, point out how much I appreciate those middle school coaches. And what a great coaching staff I have to help me get started yesterday. The kids started rolling in. I was kind of concerned, being a first-year coach.
6:30 is awful early.
6:30 is awful early. When you're a teenager, it's even earlier. And I was like, well, I'm going to be up. I can't sleep, so I'm going to get them up too.
Sure, absolutely.
Well, they all rolled in. We had about 35, 40 kids there yesterday morning. And that group of seniors, the kids that have been showing up all summer, Willie McAllister and Ryan Debo and Brian Holbrook and Tyler Laughlin and George Webb and Brent Darius Lane, the kids, the core group, and Colby Raper, those kids – that have been showing up, that have thought I could count on them.
Right.
Every one of them, man. They showed up. They was dressed out, ready to go, and they really grabbed the bull by the horns, and we got out there and stretched and agility. And yesterday morning, we just used this as kind of an extended what we call individual session or a teaching session where they break up with their position coaches, and we installed some of our very base stuff, and the kids picked it up. They hustled around and it couldn't have went any better, I'm telling you.
Right. Weather was nice.
Oh,
man. I mean, a little rainy, but hey, that's all right.
I tell you what, Will, I got to get you this picture I took off the website, because, man, we come in there and Coach Grote hit the lights at about 5 o'clock a.m. I bet the town's like, what's going on here,
Right.
But I want to give a big shout out and thank you to Kenny Daniels and our staff down there, those guys, the maintenance and the grounds crew people. They dieseled, or not dieseled, but they fertilized and got the field ready.
Right.
Man, that field, it looked like the Emerald Island.
Wow.
We come in there and the lights flipped, and it was immaculate.
Green.
Our field looks great, yeah. And
rare Kenny, for August, isn't it?
Kenny and his staff, I appreciate you guys. The field looks great. It's gonna be something we can be proud of. The playing surface is second to none.
Absolutely. And the thing about it is it takes a lot of work throughout the summer to keep that thing up and running because, if you don't put enough water on it or if you water it too much, I mean, there's a lot of
fine lines there. The saying it takes a village to raise a child, well, it takes a county to raise a football program. And it's everybody is pitched in, and we're getting it going where we need to be. And our boys, they're doing what they're supposed to do. I seen them this morning at school. Every one of them, I told them I'm going to dress right for school. When the first day of school was today, and I was watching them come in. Every one of them's following directions, doing what they're asking.
Right.
So far, the expectations are high, and our children are living up to it.
That's great. The thing about this is you start practice, you kind of get an idea of what you're going to be working with. Let me ask you this: as a first year coach here at Hugo. What are some of the differences? What are some of the things that you're doing with these young men that this is going to be new for them?
Well, it goes back to kind of in the my background. I started in Texas, and I try to do everything. Not that it's any better or worse. It's just what I know. And we try to run our program just like we did in 5A in Texas.
Mm-hmm.
And that includes all of our summer stuff and all of our organized workouts. And it's not necessarily a mandatory. football workout, but it's a strength and conditioning session all summer where it's voluntary and, you know, that type of thing where I think that's a little bit different, you know, listening to the kids and coaches talk. And, you know, also spring football I think was something new. And I just I don't know what we would do without spring football. That's generally when you start throwing everything in there. And that's when I wanted to see who's physical.
Okay. You know, now, when you say spring football, explain that a little bit. Does that mean you're out there, you know, kind of scrimmaging each other? What are you doing?
Yeah, we started back March 18th was the first day I can do it. The state of Oklahoma allows you to have 10 days. After the last spring sport that your school offers. Mm-hmm. So you can do your 10 days in there. And just like the NCAA, you know, you go to colleges, and that's one thing we do in the spring as coaches is we'll go and observe and watch TU and OU and OSU and don't tell anybody, we'll go to Texas sometimes and watch UT, you know.
You want to see some great programs, get some different ideas.
And get ideas and always try to learn. Well, we want to do that same thing. And in spring is when, you know, we're developing depth. We're trying to see who's physical. Because during the fall, a lot of times during the season, there's different philosophies on that. My philosophy is I want to keep them healthy where they're ready to hit on Friday. Mm-hmm. You know, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, we're going to hit a little bit during the season. But that's mostly teaching and learning and polishing what we're doing. And then we use the spring to see who's going to go out there and fly around and hit. And we found some kids that were physical. We found some kids that strike. And, you know, we got to install some. And, it's full pads. It's everything, you know, from in the spring session. It's just like a fall practice, except there's no games.
Right.
And then that led us into our the things that the community helped us pay to get to go to is our team camps, our football team camps. And during those times, you work on your individual skills and you work on drills and things like that. But you also
where was that this year?
We went to the first one at we went to Durant. Mm-hmm. And at Durant, you had Durant High School, who we play week three. Yeah, we also had the Savannah Bulldogs, who, you know, Coach Bond and those guys over there and Coach Haney, those guys have really got that program on the rise at Savannah. And we also had Dixon, Atoka, and I believe that was everybody that was at Durant. But you get to go and you do it's a really controlled scrimmage situation. Mm-hmm. Where, you know, everything, it's a quick whistle, you stop on the whistle, but you're running your plays against other people, and it gives you a chance to look at your kids going against somebody besides your own. Because all spring, you're going against each other 10 days. And, you know, you get tired of beating up on each other, and then you get to go out and, you know, scrimmage against somebody else. And then the second team camp we went to Okemah with Coach Turner, who used to be at Woodland. That's mm-hmm. a good friend of mine. And we went to Okemah and went with Okemah and Morrison, who was the Class A state champions, I believe.
Okay.
And we had a good little scrimmage with those guys. And it was a great situation for us because up at Okemah, Morrison and Okemah both run the wing tee. So we got to see a strong running game, which we're going to see a lot of wing tee if we was to get fortunate enough to play Claremore Sequoia mm-hmm. and some of those people.
Yeah, we saw that last year in action, and that was very degrading. I mean, that's the only way. I mean, not that our kids didn't play hard. It was like watching somebody grate cheese. You start with a big block. And by the end of the game, you grade it all the way down, and that's what I mean. They just wear you out eventually, and that happened to the Buffaloes last year.
I tell you, you know, it was a big deal to get to go there too. And those guys, they played till week 14, and you know, I'm really happy that the kids have some playoff experience, and you know, and I know that team's tough, but at least they now see that's as bad as it gets.
Yep.
That's as bad as it gets. Yep. So that's the benchmark that we want to set is to get to that level. Where now we're not only competing with those people, we're beating those people.
All right. We're going to continue with Coach Darrell Williamson. We're going to talk some more. Also, we want to invite you over to the website. It's going to be an extension of the Coach's Show. It's going to be an extension of the broadcast on Friday night for the Hugo Buffaloes. And we want you to check it out at hugofootball.com. Well, yeah, send me that photo. We'll put that up there on the website. They can take a look at that. If you want to hear the Coach's Show, if you miss it, anytime, what we're going to do is we're going to archive each show. So if you missed last week's show, it's going to be available up there for you to download as well. Also, you can go to iTunes and download on your iPod the Coach's Show this year as well. We'll be back with more of Coach Darrell Williamson's show right here at My Rock 96.5.
You find out life's this game of inches. So is football.
More with the Coach coming up. My Rock 96.5.
Get ready. Football season's almost here, and Hugo Buffalo football's coming to My Rock 96.5. And My Rock's going to be there for all the action every Friday night. Sponsorships are available for your business. For more information, call 580-326-2555. That's 580-326-2555 from 9 to 5. Get ready, because it's almost time for Hugo Buffalo football on My Rock 96.5.
The Phone Zone is a proud sponsor of the Hugo Buffaloes. The Phone Zone has a question for you. Do you like your cell phone number but hate your current service? Well, come to the Phone Zone and we can get your number and put it on a great plan just for you. Do you need a phone that can get around? The Phone Zone can make it happen, offering quality wireless service from U.S. Cellular. The Phone Zone has you, the customer, in mind. The Phone Zone is your exclusive U.S. Cellular authorized agent. The Phone Zone, 1418 East Jackson, Hugo. Remember, the Phone Zone has you, the customer, in mind.
Burgess & Burgess CPAs in Hugo, Oklahoma are proud supporters of student-athletes. Just like those student-athletes, Burgess & Burgess realizes that you work hard. Depend on Burgess & Burgess CPAs for professional tax advice and bookkeeping help. Burgess & Burgess CPAs in Hugo, Oklahoma. In sports, they say never underestimate your opponent. At Burgess & Burgess CPA, they say never underestimate the value of a CPA. Come by and see Burgess & Burgess CPA in Hugo, Oklahoma.
Pack your bags. The all-new Choctaw Casino Resort and Grant is the place for summer fun. Choctaw. The action is hot in the private poker room, and the steaks are sizzling at the new Firehouse Grill. Enjoy all our amenities Sundays through Thursdays for just $89 a night. Call to book your hotel room. Mention code AUGUST89.
Choctaw, everyone's going Choctaw.
The all-new Choctaw Casino Resort, Grant, Oklahoma.
Loyalty, teamwork, spirit, words that are important in sports and in life. When a group of people join together to achieve a common goal, they become a team. And there's no better team than First United Bank in Hugo when it comes to taking care of your personal and business banking needs. We're the hometown team that proudly supports the Hugo Buffaloes. Remember, at First United Bank Hugo, you're our first priority and we're your biggest fans. Come see us today at 801 East Jackson Street in Hugo. First United Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
First Baptist Church in Hugo is a proud supporter of the community and a proud supporter of Hugo Buffalo athletes. They would like to invite you to church services Sunday morning at Sunday School, 9:45. The morning worship starts at 10:50. Evening worship is 6 p.m. and Wednesday night meal is 6 p.m. Wednesday evening service starts at 7 p.m. First Baptist Church in Hugo, there is a place for everyone.
Hi, I'm Ross Payne with Ace Electric and Hardware, located at 119 North Broadway in Hugo, Oklahoma. Ace Electric and Hardware is your hometown hardware store. We stock everything from horseshoes, electrical wire, plumbing, nails, and everything else you might think of that would be a part of your full-service hardware store, including salt for your water treatment system. Our friendly and knowledgeable staff is there to help you with your entire do-it-yourself project for all of those little projects that pop up daily. Be sure and visit Ace Electric and Hardware in Hugo. Thank you and come see us.
It's the GM Summer Sales Event going on right now at Tri-County Autoplex in Hugo. Quit spending those monthly repair bills on your current vehicle and take advantage of the Summer Sales Event and drive away today in a new vehicle. Right now, you can purchase a 2009 GM car or truck and receive 0% APR financing. Plus, receive supplier pricing on most 2009 GM lines, Chevy, Buick, Pontiac, and GM. This can save you thousands of dollars on a new 2009 vehicle. So stop by Tri-County Autoplex today, 1700 East Jackson Street in Hugo. Chevy, an American revolution.
This is the Coach Darryl Williamson Show on My Rock 96.5. My Rock 96.5.
My Rock 96.5, this is the 2009 edition of the Hugo Buffalo Coaches Show. Coach Darryl Williamson, great to be back. Week two, any thoughts about last week's show to this week's show? You seem much more relaxed today.
Well, the first thing I want to do is I want to give a big shout-out to you in 96.5 and thank you guys so much for having me on. And it's a tremendous honor to get to represent the Buffaloes and be on your station and get to come up here. This is a good time for me.
This is going to be a lot of fun this year. The Hugo Buffalo football team, there's excitement building in the community. We definitely invite you to be a part of Hugo Buffalo football, whether you're business, whether you're an individual, just showing up at the games. If you want to sponsor the live broadcast, hey, more power to you. But we're talking with Coach Darryl Williamson, brand new coach for the Hugo Buffaloes, and you had a chance to get a practice under your belt. Now let's talk about practice during the school year. School started on Wednesday. So, you know, actually today was like your second day of school, being Thursday. What's the schedule like for these high school boys and football?
Well, we've really got a fortunate situation with our athletic program this year. Miss Golden and Coach Shanklin has got us where we have a 6-period strength conditioning class to go along with our 7th-period varsity athletics class. And in the strength condition period, that's going to allow us to get that said. We're going to lift weights and do a little bit of running and get that stuff kind of out of the way. So then 7th-period, we can start focusing on just learning to line up and get ready to play football and work on our technique and work on our plays and start doing the mental game more of it. Because, you know, I found, you know, this is, I think, my 11th year or so coaching, and I found that kids, they'll start worrying so much about conditioning during practice that you won't get anything out of them early or in the middle of practice. And I said, let's just get this out of the way, get the running, get the lifting done. And, you know, that way we can focus, get down to doing football and learning and working on schemes and things like that.
What about X's and O's? You know, we when you watch different caliber of football on TV, you hear about college football and their preparations, and then when you get to the pros, they really, you know, I don't know if this is the announcers doing this or you know, it's that much different, but they really stress hard on learning the playbook, and that playbook may be 2 to 3 feet deep. I mean, it's such a huge learning curve from college to pro. What's the learning curve for the high school student now? What are they expected to know going into the season?
Well, I tell you what, there's several of my players, you know, this year and in the past that come to coaches, your football scheme's as hard as algebra. Mm-hmm. And the first thing I tell them, you know, we got to be good students. But learning and being smart, you know, you got to be a thinking. You got to be a player that thinks. And to learn our offensive scheme especially, you know, offense, you know, you dictate what happens on the field. You're the one in control. You technically got the pen last, and it's my job as a coach. You know, my first year coaching, I learned a great lesson because I think I touched on this. When I was an assistant coach, I had all these ideas. Let's try this. Let's do this new play. And if you want to be successful offensively, like I said, I sure ain't, you know, I don't have the answers for all of it. But what I found is you need to cut and get down to what your 4 or 5 base run plays are. You need to get right down to that, because now you're not, you know, you can't teach them. We don't have enough time in high school to teach 10 or 15 different blocking schemes. You know, what in our philosophy, in our 5 or 6 base run plays, you'll see us run inside zone, outside zone, counter, and a toss sweep in the G or the belly. And in those 5 or 6 base plays, you have 1 of 2 variables can happen. And it's our linemen especially, that's where it all starts at. They know that if this guy lines up in this technique, I do this. And if he's in this technique, I do that. They only have 1 or 2 choices. Mm-hmm. And the reason we try to cut that down so much is because players who know what they're doing, if they know the scheme, if they know what they're expected out of them, they're going to be more aggressive. And if you got, you know, kids out there thinking and wondering and they're lost a little bit, I find as a coach they're not quite as aggressive, not coming off the ball as hard. And if you got players that know what they're doing, they're going to play harder, and they're going to know exactly what they're doing. They're going to be sprinting to that spot instead of kind of being a little indecisive.
So when do you start installing that? Is that day one?
We start with day one. That's the first thing we do, and it's our goal in the program from 7th grade through 12th grade. It's going to be the same terminology. It's going to be the same plays. Now, obviously, we're not going to run as many formations. We're a pro-style offense, and you know, he's talking about the different level. You look at the true pros. You watch the professional league. I can't even hardly watch that as a football coach. I don't know what they're doing. I mean, right. That's a whole different level. They got so many checks because that's those guys' job.
Sure.
You know, they meet there at 6 in the morning. They start having position meetings. They start having individual meetings. And those guys, I mean, that's their job to do that. Well, in college, it's almost the same thing because you technically they're not taking a paycheck to get paid, but they're getting that scholarship. So it's kind of a job to them too. So there's, you know, in the college coaches, you know, a lot of them ain't teaching class. They're in Division I especially. Now, Division II and lower they are, but those Division I guys, that's what they do is football.
Sure.
So it's almost a professional situation where they have lots of position meetings, they have lots of time, and you got adults. You know, the college players are adults, so that, you know, they're going to hopefully be more responsible and be out to all those meetings. Well, kids now, they got to depend on mama for a ride maybe.
Right.
You know, they got homework in the afternoon. So, we, you know, those are things that we, you know, we stress and we find important as a classroom and studies and things like that. So we're going to allot time for those and give our kids time to do that. But at the same time, for us to be successful, we do have to have some of those position meetings, some of those chalk talks. It's just the time that we have. I mean, there's only so many hours in a day. The time that we have compared to what the college and pros do, we have to scale our stuff back a little bit, you know. And one thing, I couldn't figure out those schemes in the pros, especially. but in high school, we try to break it down. We got four or five base run plays that we're going to run from the 7th grade to the 12th grade. You know, and our counter, we run a little counter play where we block down and pull and kick from the backside. But, you know, those things we probably won't run the 7th grade, but maybe the 8th grade. And just kind of, you know, we have a teaching progression chart that we go through from, you know, in 7th grade, you're going to run stretch and inside zone and toss.
Right.
And then in 8th grade, you're going to run stretch and inside zone and toss and add counter to it and maybe a little speed option, which, you know, and we can give us our goal. We want to give, being a multiple eye or a pro style team, we're going to get in about, you know, I had a friend of mine that coached at Tallahassee, and he said we had like 60 something formations over a 2-week period that he looked at. Well, all that's verbiage. It's just simple. We can say pro right and then pro right five lines a tailback up somewhere, and it looks so totally different, but the blocking schemes never change.
Right.
Those guys got one or two things they do, and we'll look different, but we're gonna come at you from a different angle. And that's, you know, where our multiple formations come in. Is we're wanting to try to find a weakness or a flaw in the way they're adjusting to us, or we're trying to find a way to outflank the opponent and get outside.
All right, we've talked a lot about offense. Let's take a look at the other side of the ball. Hugo Buffalo defense over the past few years has struggled and then has regained. What do you do, I mean, on the defensive side of the ball, to get these kids ready to go early? Because the Buffaloes, just from the nature of the beast, at the end of the season, they look their best. And obviously that's when you want to be your best. But sometimes early in the season, they relied heavily on their offense to get them through the game.
Defensively, the number one thing in the modern era in football is speed. I mean, it doesn't matter. I mean, size is important, but speed trumps size every time. And if you turn on the TV on Saturdays, on Sundays, and even Friday nights, there ain't a whole lot of bellies on that defensive line anymore.
Right.
You got a bunch of athletes. You got a bunch of track kids out there. And the first thing we're going to try to do is put speed on the field and get guys to run. And my philosophy defensively is almost just the opposite offensively. Offensively, we're going to think a little bit. You got to have to, you know, you control the pen. So we're going to try to do the best we can to put the defense in a bind. Now, defensively, now all we want to do is keep it as simple as we can, put kids on the field that can run, and the least thinking that they can do, the better.
Sure, just go after the ball, yeah.
Yeah, find the man with the ball and tackle him. And try to be gap sound, and that just means that you never want to have two gap separation where you have an A gap and a B gap open and you're playing some kind of poor technique. To me, what you can do defensively is get the guys lined up, be gap, have your gap responsibility sound, and then have them kids flying and running to the football. And Coach Maddox is handling the defense, and yesterday's defensive practice, he come in, he's organized to the minute. I mean, that's the way we want things and done there. And he's got that practice, defensive schedule practice down to the minute. Our defensive staff, we was fortunate enough to add Coach Richardson, who played defensive back at East Central University. And he came in with our DBs yesterday, just snapping it up, just getting everything down. And then Coach Grode, I go over there, I make my rounds, and I'm fortunate where I got enough people now. It's Hugo Schools and Mr. Darty and Coach Shanklin has hired me enough coaches where I don't have to coach a position on defense. So what I do is I will float from the corners to the defensive line, to the linebackers, to the outside linebackers, and then Jimmy Wyrick and Austin, they do the linebackers. Jimmy has the inside linebackers, Austin has the outside linebackers, and so they're together a lot. So when I float through there, Jimmy's got those guys, you know, they're flying around doing what they're supposed to do. Austin's got them working on our inside defensive stunts, and Coach Richardson's down there. We're working on we put in man and man press and cover three yesterday defensively, which all look the same. They're just a little bit different. And Coach Richardson's down there working on some drills, and our kids are like sponges. They're just absorbing it. They're paying attention. And then Coach Grote's got those guys down there. They're working on hand placement and blow delivery and things like that. And, you know, I could not be happier with the way our defensive staff had a practice yesterday. And I look forward for more of that from the future. But the main thing is we want to play fast and we want to play violent.
What kind of scheme are you going to put in? Formation wise, is it 5-3, 4-4?
Yeah, we're a multiple odd front. People call it a 3-4 or an odd stack. Those are kind of trendy things. Odd stack is kind of a trendy thing that's rose about the last 4 or 5 years, and it's a new thing. And I'm 33, going to be 34, but I'm still kind of old school. Like, the terminology and things I use is a lot like the old guys. And you hear 3-3 or odd stack or the Patriot defense, like the New England Patriots, it's a 50. Mm-hmm. I mean, you got a nose guard and you got two tackles, you got three down linemen. And we choose to run that odd front with those three down linemen because, you know, it's harder. It seems like everywhere you go, it's getting harder and harder to find linemen. Mm-hmm. You know, kids that can play line or want to play line. That's a dying breed almost. And in that odd front, we're able to put three linemen on the field instead of four, and then that allows us to put five linebackers in the game. So we'll have eight in the box stuffed in there, sometimes nine if our free safety, we're in short yardage or something like that, or we're in some kind of cover zero, true man all the way across, and that allows us to bring another guy down the box. But the odd front, and out of it, it's going to allow us to slant and stem and do things like that and be on the move, some pre-snap movement to kind of give some guys mess with their line calls. And then our linebackers, we do, like I'd mentioned before, we're really, really fortunate. We got a great linebacking core with Brian and Tyler and David Carlisle and Ryan Debo and Lee Wolf and those kids. And then we got another kid that he's going to vie for some time in there, old Michael McCullough. And, those kids are – we have linebackers. Mm-hmm. We don't have a lot of linemen. But the thing is, in the early preseason practices, we have had several linemen come out and show up. So I'm seeing some really good things where we're going to have some opportunities. There's going to be some high competition for those lineman spots.
All right, coming up, we're going to talk about the competition that the Buffaloes have. We're going to be talking about a couple of things. We've got couple of preseason scrimmages to talk about. Go over those a little bit when they are. And then we're also going to run down the Hugo Buffalo schedule this year, too. This is the Coach Darrell Williamson Show here on MyRock 96.5.